Last week, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made a shameful speech targeting Israel. Here's why what he did is deeply disturbing for our security. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. In his address to the Senate a few days ago, Chuck Schumer delivered what amounted to an ultimatum to the Democratic State of Israel. Do what I order or else, the implication being that Jerusalem would see slowdowns or cutoffs of aid and military equipment if the Israelis didn't quickly carry out what was being requested of them. Schumer declared that the Jewish state must hold new elections now to replace the current unity government headed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and replace it with one more amenable to how Schumer and Biden think things should be done in Israel. Israel is fighting for its existence. Iran and its proxies, like Hamas, are clear. They want Israel eradicated. Hamas's deliberate, meticulously planned atrocities committed during its October 7th invasion graphically demonstrate that nothing less than a second Holocaust will suffice for them. Urban warfare, in contrast to open battlefields, is difficult to prosecute. Hamas is fighting with the express purpose of maximizing civilian casualties to generate international pressure on Israel to pull back. Israel gets no credit for the extraordinary efforts it makes to minimize civilian deaths. Hamas's murder strategy is working with this White House and fair-weather friends like Chuck Schumer. President Biden warned Israel not to wage its planned offensive in the city of Rafah, the last stronghold of Hamas. Letting Hamas survive as a force that controls a real base of operations in Gaza would be a huge win for both Hamas and Iran. The Ayatollahs could say that if Israel can't eradicate Hamas, it stands no chance of survival long-term, given all the other growing forces arraigned against it. Anti-Iranian Arab states would get the message. Iran is in charge of the Middle East now. That Senator Schumer would let himself be a shield for Hamas is beyond understanding. After all, for years he has told Jewish audiences in New York that his surname is derived from the Hebrew word shomer, which means guardian. Schumer not only ordered Israelis to change their government, he also declared Israel must accept a two-state solution for the Palestinian situation. This decades-old idea is always a non-starter because Palestinian leaders won't accept the existence of Israel. After all, Israel withdrew unconditionally from Gaza almost 20 years ago. What happened next? Hamas, with its uncompromising platform to wipe Israel off the map, was voted into power. Schumer's apologists can say the senator was only following White House orders, that a speech of betrayal was necessary to win support this November from the Democratic Party's expanding anti-Israel faction. Nonetheless, it was a shocking act from a politician who purports to be Israel's best friend. Schumer's speech is symptomatic of both how morally unmoored the U.S. government has become, ready to betray a democratic country today like the West did with the democracy of Czechoslovakia in 1938, and how incredibly derelict it is in the face of a world that has become as dangerous as it was in the 1930s, which led to World War II. The White House, in fact, wants to cut military spending in real terms. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions. I look forward to being with you soon again.